All right, well, let's stand for prayer and singing. Our prayer today comes from Isaiah 54, 6 through 10. Father, thou hast called us as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife of youth when we were refused, in that small moment when you forsake us, and with great mercies thou wilt to gather us. In a little wrath you hide your face from us for a moment, but when everlasting with everlasting kindness you'll have mercy, O Yahweh, our Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto you. For as you have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have you sworn that not to be wroth with us nor rebuke us. Thus give us confidence to know the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but your kindness shall not depart from us, neither shall the covenant of thy peace be removed, for thou art Yahweh that has had mercy on us. Amen. So very much so, that will be the tenor of today's Bible study and Psalms. Our psalm for praise today is Psalm 111. Psalm 111. It won't be in there. You're lacking one. That's my fault. I should have made sure everybody had what they needed. Psalm 111 in the praise section in the back. Psalm 111. Short phrase song. I don't get a Psalm 1. I didn't put it on the schedule, but we'll sing 1 and 3.
That man of perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray, in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way, nor sits in the scorner's chair, but places his delight upon God's law and meditates on his law day and night. He shall be like a tree that grows near planted by a river, which in his season yields his fruit, and his wheat fadeth never. And all he does shall prosper well, the wicked are not so. But like they are unto the chaff, which wind drives to and fro. In judgment therefore shall not stand such as ungodly are, nor in the assembly of the just shall wicked men appear. For by the way of godly men unto the Lord is known, whereas the way of wicked men shall quite be overthrown.
Over to the next page, we also have Psalm 3. Amazing Grace.
Holy.
King James Bible with you. We're going to go to our Old Testament lesson for today from Ezekiel chapter 14. We'll save our comb psalter also for after the message today. Ezekiel chapter 14, and we're going to go through 12 to 23 on account of the remembrance of the flood that would have taken place this last week. And it is amazing. We actually had a tremendous flood of rain on the exact day. So I can't tell you if God's trying to say something about what's happening in the world, but that is exactly what day we're commemorating, the 17th day of the second month, which is when the flood began. So everything will revolve around that concept.
Okay.
So if you're in Ezekiel chapter 14, go to verse 12, and that's where we'll start. We'll go to 23. The word of Yahweh came again to me, saying,
Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and it will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it.
Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by the righteousness, saith the Lord God.
If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, and that no man may pass through it because of the beasts.
Though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate.
Or if I bring a sword upon thy hand, and say, Sword, go through the land, so that I may cut off man and beast from it.
Though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves.
Or if I send a pestilence into the wetland, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast.
Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from man and beast.
Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and ye shall see their way and their doings, and ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it.
And they shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God.
We'll also go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. First book of the Gospels and of the New Testament. Fairly long chapter, but it is the word of Christ mainly, so I thought, well, why not? So starting with verse 1. And Jesus went out, and he departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple.
And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us what shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places.
And all these are the beginnings of sorrows.
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand.
Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains.
Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house.
Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes.
And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days.
But pray ye that your flight not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
For then shall a great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be.
And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Behold, I have told you before.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other.
Now learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh.
So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all things be fulfilled.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left.
Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left.
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come.
But know this, that if the good man of the house hath known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken into.
Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as he thinks, not the Son of Man cometh.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season?
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming,
and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken,
the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We'll end here in reading our New Testament lesson, so you may be seated. I don't think it takes too horrible much to realize the commonality between the text that we read today. Anytime you think about the time of the flood from Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, and you think about the way things were, it automatically brings you to the understanding of the destruction of the world as God speaks of it. And so these are things that I think that we didn't necessarily have to think about. You know, it's something we have to do. It's a concept that regularly we should be considering. And while Matthew chapter 24 undoubtedly is originally about the destruction of Jerusalem, and so is Ezekiel chapter 14 for that matter, there are eternal principles that you will see in the flood and will happen in our day, because these are the last days for the United States, I think. I think we can see the writing on the wall that this nation is coming to an end. Almost everything that Ezekiel spoke of is here. It's coming. It's being predicted. And I think that what we saw happen in Jerusalem in the Bible, we are going to see very similarly taking place as well. So it's always good to, even if it's not in my generation or in my children's, it probably will be, that we all have a mind and be able to look at the signs of the times. He says, look at the sky. If you can tell what day it is, you know, if it's going to rain, which is pretty tough these days. If you know how the weather is going to come to you, then you should also understand how the end of a society or a kingdom or a nation is also coming. And so I think that's something that should be remembered today in light of those things. There's one other thing from the past week that should be remembered as well. From Numbers chapter 10, 11 through 13, I will just read it quickly. And it tells us that throughout this week, it was the time that the tabernacle was moved. And here's how it says it happened. It came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of testimony, and the children of Israel took their journey from the wilderness of Sinai. The cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. So they began a journey in a new direction. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. And so very much so also, I think what should be remembered in this week is how when God says to move, you move, which I think corresponds very much to the lesson that we can get from Noah.
Psalm 30 in the Comb book. Psalm 38.
Lord, I will be extolled, for thou hast lifted me on high, and over me thou to rejoice makes not my enemy. O thou who art the Lord, and thou hast healed me.
Recitations, and then we'll use our Bibles and have our monthly reading of the Ten Commandments. Absolute favorite psalm to resuscitate is Psalm 33, 4 through 11. It's on the first page in our loose leaf handout. Psalm 33, 4 through 11. For the word of Yahweh is right,
and all his works are done in truth.
He loveth righteousness and judgment.
The earth is full of the goodness of Yahweh.
By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made,
and all the hosts of them by the spirit of his mouth.
He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap.
He layeth up the depth in storehouses.
Let all the earth fear Yahweh.
Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
For he spake, and it was done.
He commanded, and it stood fast.
Yahweh bringeth the counsels of the heathen to naught.
He maketh the devices of the people of no effect.
The counsel of Yahweh stands forever.
The thought of his heart to all generations.
We also have here a lesson on regeneration, which I think is a timely thing to remember in light of the grace of Noah. It's from Titus 3, 4 through 7. A lesson on regeneration. Learn this lesson of the Lord. It is,
after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared.
This is,
not by works of righteousness which we have done,
but it is
according to his mercy he saved us,
by the
washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit,
which he pours out,
shed on us abundantly.
This is through
Jesus Christ our Savior,
that being justified by his grace,
we should be heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Very much speaks of what Noah found in that look he got. You'll grab your King James Bible and go to Exodus chapter 20.
King James.
Well, if you read from a different translation, it won't go well. We've done that. Anyway, it's the most elegant version out there. You gotta use it.
Did you say Exodus?
Exodus chapter 20. We'll just read through the entirety together. Verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying,
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor.
And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off.
Brother Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer today?
Dear Yahweh, we do thank you for today. Thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning, Lord. Thank you for another week of life, breath, and strength, God. Pray for the people that are going through medical issues right now, that you help them and help them trust in you during this time, and comfort them, God. And please cause us to help them in ways that whatever they would need, ways of needing help. And dear God, we just thank you for the small blessings that you give us throughout the day, just food and water, and sometimes you even give us juices and alcohol. Thank you for that as well, God. Lord, we do just praise your name for the Sabbath today. We thank you for the fourth commandment, Lord. Please continue to open our eyes and behold the wonderful things of the fourth commandment. And Lord, I continue to ask that you help us to understand that your calendar, and that it would be such a blessing and a treasure to us. And Lord, just continue to ask that you help us to love you more with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love our neighbor as ourself. And thank you for this food that we're about to eat. And we just give you praise and honor and all glory to your name. I ask these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Have you cut her hair?